It's episode 108, and we've got plugins for enforcing password strength, full background slideshows, site lockdown, background music, and a new way to watch the visitors on your WordPress site. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled show of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
All right, and right off the top, this show, supported by, take it away,
CMS Commander. If you need a way to manage multiple installs of WordPress across multiple servers, this is for you. It allows you to manage multiple sites with one-click updates for everything, as well as a centralized point for content production. So check it out at wppluginsa-to-z.com/cmscommand. And we've even got a listener question a little later on in the show that has something to do with CMS Commander. So stay tuned for that.
And don't forget, you can get all the show notes at wppluginsa-to-z.com. And while you're there checking it out, don't forget you can check us out over at Stitcher Radio. If you're listening to us on Stitcher, just click that little thumbs up button down in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it. And also over on iTunes Store, give us a rating and a review there. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Keep the reviews coming. We've had some just in the last couple weeks, so we greatly appreciate the feedback that's been sent our way thus far and encourage you to keep it coming.
All right, and a little self-promotion for ourselves. So starting off, here's mine.
Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time.
There we have it.
I could have used Windows Medic yesterday. God. Windows problem. Yeah, that's definitely a great service if you guys want to take advantage of it. If you've got some WordPress issues with your installation or a client site that you can't figure out, John usually can do that. You can contact me via marcuscouch.com/call. That's something I've set up through clarity.fm. It is a great way to get in touch with me for consulting calls on internet marketing, SEO, podcasting, WordPress, anything you need. So marcuscouch.com/call is the place you want to go.
All right. And also, don't forget, I have another show, the WordPress Medic Podcast, which goes more in depth and has interviews from experts all over the world. And I go into more in depth and details and discuss some of the more issues around WordPress, improving your site performance, file structure, speeding it up, all of the things that are needed to make WordPress a fully functional system. So basically, I take this show and enhance upon it. So check me out at wpmedic.ca.
Yes. And John, something that we talked about last week that you had mentioned, which is CMS to CMS.
Yes.
Which is something that converted. I tried it actually on a Joomla site to convert it over to WordPress, and it didn't work. So
bummer.
It worked in the sense of importing all the content over. It did not work in the sense of importing any graphics over. So I will continue to attempt CMS to CMS and see how that works.
Obviously,
Yeah, go ahead.
They said it's in beta, so maybe fire them an email and tell them, hey, this is something you guys really got to do.
Absolutely, yeah. So, obviously the listeners to this show have, absolute interest in converting or something that is more of ease as far as converting Joomla and Drupal and such into WordPress. So when this finally starts working, I'll let you know, and perhaps there's something that we can do as a group to do maybe a Joomla to WordPress challenge to see who can do the best port over. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting concept, but thus far all I've gotten it to work with is the posts. Yeah. So.
Well, that's a start, so they need to work on the content. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I haven't had a chance to try it yet, and hopefully I will soon.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so we have a little bit of listener feedback this week. We have a question from Robert regarding migration of one host to another host. And we'll let Robert take it away first.
Hey, guys. Good work on the podcast. Really, really enjoying it. Just wanted to ask, I am trying to port over two WordPress sites for a client to a new host. I'm trying to go from one host to another. And I understand Backup Buddy does this very well, but can I only use that for one WordPress site installation, or can I use that for both? That's my first question. And the second question is, they are sure whether they're willing to spend $80 or $75 to get the plugin just yet, like their budget doesn't allow for it. So I'm looking for either a cheaper solution that does a pretty easy, streamlined job of doing it, or if, Backup Buddy is pretty much the only way to make it easy for them. Thanks for your hard work and all you do. All right, bye.
All right. Well, this one's pretty easy, John.
Oh, yeah.
It's another great example of some of the outstanding features that we talk about with CMS Commander. So, even on Dave Jackson's weekly web tools, he just did an episode of CMS Commander versus WP Manage. And the reason I think Dave brought it up is because twice on his on two of his episodes, he talked to the people from WP Manage and actually mentioned my name as somebody who might be interested in that. And then I talked to Dave and told him about CMS Commander, and I think I changed his tune on that completely. So, where does CMS Commander work where Backup Buddy doesn't? Well, Backup Buddy I've given up on because most of the sites that I have are pretty big as far as attachments that go along with it and giant SQL files and such. And if you have a site that's 90 to 100 megs, forget about Backup Buddy. It's not going to happen. So what CMS Commander can do as far as cloning your site, and if you're worried about cost, CMS Commander, there's a 30-day trial. If you go to wppluginsa-z.com/CMSCommand, you can try it for free, and it won't cost you anything. They have smaller plans even with five sites for $5 a month or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You as a designer have a huge interest in signing yourself up to CMS Commander so that you can manage all of your clients and manage all of your WordPress installations all in one central location, updating plugins, updating themes, installing a particular plugin. Perhaps there's one plugin that you hear about on the show here that you want to put on every one of your sites. You can do that with just two or three clicks with CMS Commander. So, we talk about it. We have an affiliate link to it. We give it out on the show here. But John and I both use this thing every single day. So that's why we recommend it so highly, because we're not getting it for free. We pay for it just like anybody else does. But it's really starting to take the place of things like Backup Buddy and WP Manage, and it has a lot of added content benefits to it as well. So Robert, check out wppluginsa-z.com/CMSCommand. Sign up for your free trial and give it a whirl. See if it's something that you can use to clone sites from one host to another. It's just as easy as starting a blank WordPress installation, installing one single CMS Commander plugin, and then the dashboard does all the rest as far as the migration.
Yes, it's excellent in that aspect. Well, you also hit me at a good time. Just this last week, I moved 3 websites from one hosting provider to another. It was a busy week for me in that aspect. Okay. I didn't realize Backup Buddy had a limit of 90 megs. I hadn't tried it yet, which with that kind of limit there, that knocks out almost every website I do.
There you go.
It's not uncommon for me to move a website that has an SQL database of 250 to 700 megs.
Yeah.
That's just the SQL database. That's not all the rest of their data.
Yeah. And I've only, I'll be honest with you, as far as Backup Buddy goes and migrating like design sites that I've worked on and staging sites over to a fresh, you know, live domain, I've always had trouble with Backup Buddy every time. So to me, you know, CMS Commander was something that was just rocket fuel for my creativity.
But I do have another option, too, if you want to give this one a whirl. And I've had about, I initially started out with excellent success on this plugin, but when I moved these sites last week, I had a 30% success rate. And it's using the plugin called Duplicator. And Duplicator, while it will make a beautiful zip file and an SQL file of everything you need that you can download, you can get all your files in one shot, this hosting provider you're moving to is dependent upon whether the plugin will work. And the problem I ran into was a couple of hosting providers I moved to did not allow the plugin to run long enough to complete the reinstallation of the website. That was the biggest problem I ran into. But because I had already collected the files through the zip, it was easy enough to just re-upload all the files and the SQL database. So it was still not as bad of a trouble. So there's lots of other options too if you don't want to go with CMS Command, which works quite fantastically. All right. Did we lose everybody?
I think that about covers everything. You know, we talk the talk for a reason. I mean, that this plugin CMS Commander is one of the best add-ons for WordPress that anybody can get. So that's the answer.
I use it daily. I actually use it for managing all of my updates for everything.
Me too.
So that's all we've got there, and if you have any questions further, go ahead and feel free to fire an email, Robert. Be happy to help you out when we can.
Absolutely. All right, John, I think it's time to get into the meat of the show.
Time to get into the fun. All right, let's head in there. All right, so I've got a few simple plugins this week. As I said, it's been a very busy week for me and mostly moving websites, but what I've got for you, the first one here is something that I discovered, and it's a brand new plugin, and it's a really nice way to lock down a website. It's called Simple Site Lockdown. And occasionally, when I'm doing development work or when I'm creating a development site for a client, I have to put up a wall of some sort. This site is under maintenance mode or something to keep visitors and search engines out of the website while we develop it. And this plugin I discovered is a simpler way of doing that. It's called Simple Site Lockdown. You just install the plugin and then you turn it on. And what it does is it automatically redirects everybody to the login page. Unless they're an administrator, they cannot see a single thing. I will probably be using this one going forward for my development and just create a custom login page because it looks to be a simpler way than every other route I've used. And I like it. Smooth. It's clean. It works. Give it a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Nice. Now, the one thing I will say, if you're going to put your site into a maintenance mode like this, sometimes it's best to have some sort of a lead form for people that come and visit your site.
Oh, it's always that best if you're developing something that's going to be live. But lately I've been actually duplicating client sites so we can redevelop their site.
Perfect.
So their website stays live while we create a new look and feel and everything and functionality for it.
Perfect. Okay, well, that's just...
So you basically want to keep everybody out at that point.
There you go. Okay, I have a kind of cool plugin that I've been looking for quite a while. It is called Full Screen Page Background Image Slideshow. Ugh, man, these things need numbers. This is a long name. So basically what this plugin allows you to do is add a single or multiple background or, you know, slideshow that spans behind the whole website contents. So whatever you use as your background, you can change that. Now, if you notice, some of the heavy hitters out there kind of are starting to use their backgrounds for ads,
yes,
and upcoming events and things like that. So this is a great tool in which to present to your client perhaps some other new ways to advertise or promote specific products. And let's face it, there's been many times I've been surfing and just, you know, randomly clicked the background because I think it's a safe, you know, space to click, and some ad will come up, you know, because I clicked on it. So this is pretty cool. I thought this was a really great way to kind of integrate you know, advertising throughout the entire basically the unused space, right? Nobody uses that background. Yeah. So you can do things like you know, configure how the backgrounds refresh each other, you know, as far as a slideshow goes. You can randomize the backgrounds. You can make it so that each time they load a new page, it just loads a different background, which is kind of cool. So you're not, you know, loading all the resources all at one time. You can add kind of a dotted overlay of the image. You can set the opacity or the opacity or whatever it is, you know, the transparency of the background images. And you can set single or multiple images down to the individual page. So maybe there's only one page you want to use this on. You can do that. If the image is larger than the user's resolution, the plugin either stretches it in width or height. You can have it fit the screen, or you can change the aspect ratio, centralize the image, anything like that. So it's pretty cool. It also, if the image is smaller on the background than what you have your user's browser, it actually doesn't stretch it out. It'll just center it on the background and make it as big as it can. So I thought this is a really great plugin, awesome way to integrate it into WordPress. So I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Nice. Very nice. I like that. Yeah, there's been a, it's coming more and more common to start using that background for something more than just a plain color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I had some examples of some bigger companies using it, but you guys as designers out there, you know, as an aside here, this is something that you can put in your arsenal that you have the capability of that maybe a lot of other people wouldn't think about. So it's a good selling point for you.
All right. So, well, the next one here is one that just goes to show that great minds think alike. And as everyone knows, Marcus and I, we don't generally talk about this show until like 5 minutes before we go to record it.
Yep.
And this is where we overlaid quite
all
nicely.
Right. We pulled the same plug-in out of the hat.
It's called Minimum Password Strength. Go ahead, Marcus. Talk about it.
Okay, well, Minimum Password Strength is basically something that uses the internal core algorithm to see how strong a password is. Basically, when you make a password, WordPress will tell you within the dashboard if it's a weak password, good, poor, you know, yeah, excellent, whatever, strong. This basically lets you, as the administrator, set the threshold to say, the minimum password strength has to be strong. In other words, it's going to be, you know, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, letters, crazy characters, and all that stuff. So really, this is a safeguard not just for your users, but specifically you if you run this installation and have other users in it, because a lame password or something that they use frequently is going to eventually get compromised. And then that's your system that gets compromised, especially if you give somebody administrator access, which you shouldn't be doing. But this plugin I found to be really great as far as just one little tweak in there that, you know, it's another one of these things that should be part of the core as an administrator. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5, and I think you did too.
Yes, I did. I gave it a 4 out of 5, and it's like I wanted to say, you know, security, security, security. And just this last week, I had to fix a client's website because they got hacked, and what happened was their main administrator user was compromised, and the hackers got in there, changed the email on it so they couldn't retrieve the password, anything. I had to actually go through the database to fix that, but it probably could have been prevented by having a highly secure password. And like I said, this should be in the core. I was surprised when WordPress first came out with the nice little bar that tells you what color your password is, you know, green, yellow, or red, whether it's, you know, poor, good, or excellent. They should have made it, they should have enforced a minimum security setting there, or given you the option to enforce it. So it's sad that a plugin had to come in to take care of that. But it's there now, and it's a great way to help you secure your site down that one extra step, and probably the most important one, because surprisingly, what's the most used password on the internet today still?
Password?
That's exactly what it is. It's the most used password on the internet still. Followed by God.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think that. That's still in use. I get security bulletins on a regular basis, and it just blows me away when I look at it, and I look at the list of most common passwords. I go, really? People still use those?
Yeah. Make hard passwords a part of your life.
If you have to get yourself a program for managing passwords, I use...
LastPass?
Or no, I use RoboForm myself. Very excellent program for managing all of my passwords. LastPass is great too, I hear. There's numerous programs for it out there, but get yourself one of those to manage your passwords. And then you can work with a password that you can use as your master for everything. Just don't ever lose your program.
There you go.
All right. Next
one.
Go
ahead with your... Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'll take her next. Not a problem.
Okay.
All right, this one here, next plugin I've got. This one is something in... We all know how much fun it is to annoy our visitors from time to time. Well, this is a nice one easy step to annoy your visitors. I tripped across and I thought, what the heck? I still hit websites to do this. It's called background music. And what it does, someone hits your website... A piece of music starts playing. They have to find the magic button somewhere on the screen to turn it off or shut their volume down on their speakers. One of the two.
Make it a one-by-one pixel to turn it off.
I've run into websites like that, and I leave them very quickly. But anyway, I like to warn people, don't put this up there. Although I did see a good use for it, if used correctly and cleanly, you could use it to start off a podcast to automatically play or start off a advertising message. But the one thing I thought was missing from this plugin was the ability to set a delay. To set a delay on it to start the music. The way it is right now, you load it up, you link it to an MP3 file, and as soon as someone hits the website, it starts playing that file, whatever it happens to be. If it had a delay, you could actually use it in proper marketing. So I'll fire that off to the developer. But other than that, it's, you know, an annoying kind of fun plugin, it could be. I have to give it a 2 or a 3. I don't know whether to go low or high with it just because. But it could be useful. It does have possibilities.
You could actually put a couple second delay in your file too.
You could do that too if you were going to be that imaginative and forward thinking.
And if you're going to be that forward thinking, then also here's another suggestion for you for MP3s, that if you're going to put them on your site to start automatically, reduce the volume in the file. Okay? It's background music for a reason. It's supposed to be in the background, not blaring in your ear. So kick it down to like, you know, negative 15 decibels as far as on your level and your editor, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, unlike someone like me who I'm surfing the web with my headphones on a regular basis, and I trip across something like that, and all of a sudden it's blaring in my ears.
Yeah, if you want to be as annoying as, congratulations, you just won an iPad. You know, that. Remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah. I remember the emails.
Yeah, so just be cautious with that stuff, people. All right, well, let me close it out here with something pretty cool. This is called Session Cam, and it basically, I used to use this thing called Clicktail. It is a service that you just install a JavaScript on, and this thing does the same thing. So unlike Clicktail, this one doesn't cost $70 a month. So Session Cam basically records every customer journey made through your website. That's right. So you can actually play back what your visitor's mouse activity is, where they've clicked, what, even if they're typing in forms, you can watch the form being filled out And perhaps you can watch down to the last field that you asked for something a little too private, and then that's when they hit the back button. So this thing is an awesome solution to roll into your site as far as recording your web sessions, analyzing the activity that's happening, understanding your sales funnel and your form conversions. Perhaps there's certain points where people bail. Perhaps, and these are things you'll never know. Yeah. Until you look at something like this, you'll never know that this, it's the sixth field down that somebody gets freaked out about and leaves until you install something like this. So it lets you replay web sessions just as if you were playing your DVR or anything like that. It integrates with analytics, all kinds of other systems, even just beyond Google. And it does have some feedback loops in it as well. So I really think everybody should check this out just to see what's going on out there. It's just one simple little JavaScript that you put on your site. It's really got a real low footprint on it. And by the way, this also gives you heat maps as well. So you can take a look at your site as far as an overlay goes. This is another one of these things that you can also use as a designer or developer out there for WordPress sites for your clients. This is really a big capability that you can put in your portfolio. So it's not absolutely perfect, but it's darn close. I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. Very nice. Looks like a very nice way to track what's happening. Yeah, one of the biggest problems with forms is you never know what field you're scaring people away with if they're not being filled out.
Yeah, and actually, I can just say this as far as my own experience. There were times that we would look at this thing and see that somebody partially filled out a lead form, and I was still able to get their name and their phone number and give them a call, and it still turned into a client. So you never know with these things.
Well, the simple fact is if they start to fill out the form, they're interested. But if you ask the wrong question, they'll go, I don't know if I want to deal with these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a good way to do analysis that kind of gives you that treetop view of your website. So check it out. It's Session Cam.
All right. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got for you. We will be having more special guests coming up in future podcasts. I've been talking to some more WordPress people, and I'll be lining them up to join us on the show in the coming weeks.
Is Matt Mullenweg one of them?
Not yet. Let's hope. I've done the ultimate. So all of you folks, email Matt. I have emailed him and asked him to come to our show. So you have to recontact him and say, go to the WP Plugin Show. It's a fantastic place to be.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to get everyone else engaged, Matt, and tell him he wants to come on this show.
He needs to.
I have asked him. I'm waiting for an email back from him. You know, one day he might actually respond. According to his website, he responds to everybody. Sometimes it takes him a couple of months, but he does respond. So we will see.
What do you think a Matt show would look like? Would we do all Matt plugins? Like, can I give Hello Dolly 1 out of 5 in front of Matt?
I'll go with the ones that have taken Hello Dolly and converted them over to something useful like BOFH answers.
Got it. Okay, well, Matt, don't listen to that part of the show. So,
no, I think it would be very interesting. Maybe we'd get Matt on and discuss what he feels are some of the great advances and some of the best plugins he's seen for WordPress. So who knows?
Yeah, that would be a great show, actually, to get lots of listeners to call in and ask their questions of Matt, too. So,
well,
all right, Matt,
he does agree, if he does agree to come to the show, we will let folks know, and you can fire him off for us. All right, so that's all I've got. You can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. Emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch, and consulting calls are marcuscouch.com/call. That's my place there.
That's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.